It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock, in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Fairy House Sunday Market, Ireland's favourite Sunday market. Now, it's been on the go over 30 years, and that really says it all, I have to say, about how good Fairy House Market is, that it has been running that long. It opens every Sunday from early morning until mid-afternoon. It's open every Sunday throughout the year, except for about five Sundays where there is horse racing, like, for example, Easter Sunday. But anyway, at Fairy House Market, you can actually make it a day out with the kids and everything. Excellent toilet facilities, playground for the little ones, hot food, tea and coffee. And as I said, you will find everything and anything you could possibly need at Fairy House Sunday Market. Lots of people go to do their entire shop at Fairy House Sunday Market. And there's also a car boot sales section for people who want to declutter their house and upcycle their old items rather than throw them out. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I visited Fairy House Sunday Market to talk to some of the traders at the market. And Cota and Melinda are known as the Hungarian mummies from Budapest. And they run a brilliant food stall at a Fairy House Sunday Market every Sunday.
And we're selling langos and goulash, so traditional street food. With goulash with 100% beef, the langos, any topping how you like. Our traditional is cheese, sour cream and garlic.
And the smell is absolutely gorgeous.
If you want to try, come to and enjoy with us. I give you for the one langos for you. So we're very happy every Sunday we are here. So everybody and the meet with us. So we hear from the morning to for the end of the markets.
Okay, so make sure you get along to Fairy House Sunday Market every single Sunday, except for a couple when there is racing on. You can visit them on Facebook and Instagram at Fairy House Sunday Market. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Well, there was an Irish delegation in the White House yesterday for St. Patrick's Day 2025. And the Irish delegation that didn't consist of the Taoiseach or the Taoiseach or the President or anybody in government at all. In fact, the people who visited the White House on St. Patrick's Day were Conor McGregor and his family. And a lot of people are a little bit annoyed over this.
That other clown as well.
What other clown?
Was in the Oval Office. Elon. Does he sleep there?
Like, he must.
It's really, really weird that he's always there.
So there's been a lot of reaction to the fact that Conor McGregor got preference, in fact, to visit the White House on St. Patrick's Day, where the Taoiseach got to visit on the 12th of March, 5 days before St. Patrick's Day. And a lot of people annoyed. I want you to have a listen to what Conor McGregor said in the briefing room in the White House, where he basically took over the bloody podium and spoke to the press. And he basically tried to let on that he is representing the Irish people. Have a listen to what Conor McGregor had to say.
I'm here to raise the issues the people of Ireland face, you know, and it'll be music to the people of Ireland's ears, because never on the main stage has the issues the people of Ireland face been spoke. You know, our government has long since abandoned the voices of the people of Ireland, and it's high time that America is made aware of what is going on in Ireland. What is going on in Ireland is a travesty. Our government is the government of zero action with zero accountability. You know, our money is being spent on overseas issues that has nothing to do with the Irish people. The illegal immigration racket is running ravage on the country. There are rural towns in Ireland that have been overrun in one swoop, that have become a minority in one swoop. So issues need to be addressed, and the 40 million Irish Americans, as I said, need to hear this, because If not, there will be no place to come home and visit.
Now, there you are. That was Conor McGregor speaking in the White House yesterday. Now, after that, there was much reaction from politicians in Ireland. The Taoiseach said, for example, Conor McGregor's remarks are wrong and do not reflect the spirit of St. Patrick's Day or the views of the people of Ireland. Former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar went one step further and he said, Conor is a convicted criminal and rapist. Good Irish dads teach their sons to detest men like Conor and their daughters to avoid men like him. Irish America know this, period, said Leo Varadkar. He was very annoyed. The Taoiseach Simon Harris also spoke out against McGregor.
Look, it's for President Trump to invite whoever he wants into his home, and he's perfectly entitled to do whatever he wishes in relation to who he decides to invite to the White House. But let me be very clear, Conor McGregor is not here in the United States representing Ireland or the people of Ireland. He's here in a personal capacity. He doesn't speak for Ireland. He doesn't speak for the people of Ireland. He has no mandate to do such. And my views on him are very clear, well established.
All right, that was the tarnished Simon Harris speaking about the McGregor visit. And then while McGregor was in the White House, all of those comments were made by the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach. And when he was leaving, he was nabbed by Sky News outside the White House when he was leaving, about to get into the car. And here's what he said to Sky News.
Conor, what did you say to the president? What did you say?
He's had a great meeting with him. He's a great man. I told him his work rate is outstanding and I wish him all the best.
Conor, the Taoiseach says you don't speak for the people of Ireland. Your response to that?
I am an employer of over 200 people, almost 300 people in the country of Ireland. He's an employer of none. Every available metric available to us has shown that the government of Ireland currently has failed the people of Ireland.
And Conor,
in 10 years, Dublin city centre has gone from one of the most safest cities in Europe to one of the most dangerous. So shame on him for saying that.
Conor,
speaking down an Irish man. I won't speak about him personally. I throw a jab. I could throw many jabs at them. I could throw jabs handily at them. However, I speak on the metrics, and the metrics show they failed the people of Ireland. They do not represent the people of Ireland.
Conor,
and I'm
what
here.
What do you say to people who feel it's inappropriate for you to be here, given
God bless Ireland, God bless America?
And what Sky were trying to ask was, it was inappropriate being there, considering that the appeal that he has lodged against his conviction in the civil trial that was taken against him for rape, that appeal is actually due in the next week or two. So Sky were putting pressure on him and he just stormed off. He didn't answer that question.
Of course he did. Of course he did. And I find it, I have so much to say about this, but I'm not going to say much because it's up to you guys to give your opinion. But I will say, he's talking about the safety of the country, and that's fair enough. He's entitled to talk about that. Every second week in the news, there's articles about his links to criminal gangs. I'm not saying he's a member of a criminal gang, but links to criminal gangs. And I won't go into it, but we all know what kind of links there are. So I've always said, don't spill your food unless your bib is completely clean. And he has a very dirty bib, a very dirty bib. If I were him, I just don't get it. The man has balls. Literally 16 weeks, I think it was 16 weeks ago since he was found liable for rape in that trial. It was only four. I would be keeping my head down low and literally hoping that
it goes away.
That A, it goes away, and that B, you know, that I'm not completely cancelled. But no, he walks in with his big stupid swagger, walking like a fucking pigeon into the White House, absolute fool of a man, and then has the gall to say that he speaks for the Irish people. And I was delighted to see the post saying he does not represent us. I was delighted to see that trending on so many people's social media. He does not represent. But sorry.
Well, to be honest with you, that's the question that we want to ask today.
Yeah.
When you saw McGregor in the White House speaking in the way he did, saying that the country is screwed and the government has made a balls of it and all of that, did he represent you? That's the question that I want to ask. It's as simple as that. Now, he's not elected to represent you, unlike the Taoiseach who was elected. But does he speak for you? That's the question. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this, Debbie has been in touch.
Hi, lads. Look, I despise Conor McGregor with all my heart. I really do. But I had to 100% agree with him, what he said. This thing about the mass immigration. Here's the thing. If there was no profit in it, for all these cronies and these businesses and these TDs that are getting the big billions every year off our taxes, there wouldn't be as many getting brought in. I mean, just like this whole little towns and villages are getting decimated for profit. Not for humanitarian reasons, it's all for profit. And don't let anybody think otherwise, because if there was no profit in this for any of these businesses, there would be very few coming in at all. I mean, all the hotels have been shut, all the businesses, they're targeting nursing homes now. What's next? They'll be toughing the kids out of schools then, so that they can put them all in there. It's gone beyond a joke now, lads, and I agree 100% with Conor what he said.
You put some money in your pocket, you come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market, open every week.
Pauline, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Pauline?
Good, thanks. And yourself?
Good, thanks, Pauline. So, Patrick's Day 2025, McGregor was in the White House, and as you heard from the clips, what he said, he says he's speaking on behalf of the Irish people.
Yeah, I mean, it went to his head, didn't it, that Mr. Trump said that, you know, he had great tattoos, so... I mean,
that's what he did.
Mr.
Say.
Trump knows lots of sports people in Ireland. So it went to Conor's head, really, and he decided to fly over. He was invited. Yeah, he went. And there's no big deal. That's Mr. Trump's house, like anybody else's house, any other president's house. But he made an absolute show of the Irish people. He's a traitor. If he was in 1922, we'll say. I believe Michael Collins would be absolutely ashamed of Conor McGregor. If Conor McGregor isn't happy in our on our island, I suggest that he go off and find residence elsewhere. Maybe go off to Spain, where he belongs.
Okay, so if you don't like what we have here in Ireland, well, then piss off, basically.
Absolutely, and he's an absolute disgrace. He has been in court where a woman got compensation for an absolute horrendous case, and he's still disputing this. Now, his wife should be absolutely ashamed of herself, and I'm surprised that she's actually not an independent woman. How can she even listen to him? How can she sit there and listen to Conor McGregor? He's an aggressive man pointing at the cameraman. He has no elocution. He's a cage fighter, right? Mm-hmm. So cage fighter, he wouldn't be able to have a debate as such. I'm not, you know, down in his the way he speaks at all. You know?
Okay, so but he was claiming...
He has made a show of the Irish people.
Is that what he did? Were you embarrassed to see him in the White House yesterday?
I really, really was. Now, I have to say, because, you know, I don't believe there would be any other sports person in Ireland that would do that. And Dee Devlin is just as bad. She should actually go out and find her independence, because she's living off... a person who is a misogynist, a complete misogynist.
Obviously, that's her business. We can't tell her what to do and what not to do.
It isn't really, because we need to develop the women of Ireland. And if Cumann na mBan were actually existing today, they would be outside the White House.
Hmm. Well, in fact, one of the statements that was the strongest out of all of our politicians, and in this case, a former politician, the former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar, said, and I wonder how people feel about this, he said, good Irish dads teach their sons to detest men like Conor and their daughters to avoid men like him.
I have no comments about Leo Varadkar today.
Okay, but what a lot of people are saying, okay, is you have to differentiate the man from the opinion. And what they're saying is, I can't stand Conor McGregor, yeah? However, what he said was truth. Now, I don't, if someone can explain to me what parts of his speech?
Well, here's what he said. He said, what's going on in Ireland is a travesty. Our government is the government of zero action with zero accountability.
Okay, that's opinion. That's not truth. That's his opinion.
His opinion, yeah. He said, Ireland is at the cusp of potentially losing its Irishness due to the illegal immigration racket.
Sorry, you're a clown that puts on an American accent. This man puts on an American accent when he's... He made his millions in America. He literally went to America. And by the way, 2 weeks ago... a week ago, Donald Trump didn't even know who McGregor was. He said in...
Your fighter.
The fighter fellow with all the tattoos. He couldn't even name them. Yet McGregor thinks they're best pals. It's a joke. It's a joke.
But the United States, I mean, they are in the middle of... With the Tesla, the electric cars, the robots, the technology. It's a different world in America. And for Caroline, who is his aide, to introduce Conor McGregor as one of the greatest persons to enter into the White House, she doesn't know what has happened in Ireland recently.
She should know.
If she did read our newspapers, she'd be shocked.
Yes, and she should know.
Well, I actually asked my American family there over the weekend before McGregor even turned up at the White House. I asked them about McGregor. He is not really well known in the States. He never appears in the newspapers. And a lot of people in the States don't even know about that conviction that happened four months ago. Because it didn't make the news over there. So it obviously made the news here. But he is... Obviously, if you're into MMA over there, you'd know who McGregor is. But you're normal.
Well, he's a bad influence on our young men, even up to the age of men in their 40s, because there's a lot of men not actually here now. And they were following him. And, you know, a lot of people have passed away in Ireland. He's a bad influence. Leo was actually off. He was off the Murder Conference yesterday, I believe. I saw one of his clips there on.
Okay, you were embarrassed
Leo
to be Irish
for his own reason from government. So he doesn't really. I mean, his opinion is his opinion.
Let me go back to McGregor in the White House yesterday. You were embarrassed.
I was absolutely shocked. I mean, I was there sitting at my kitchen table reading my book, and I was just like, oh my God. I mean, he is not going to go down in history if he believes he will. Does he actually believe he will?
I think he probably thinks he could run for the presidency here. We'll see what happens there.
And sorry, do you know what else? People will, I have no doubt in my mind that people will, because McGregor will, you know, he knows who he's preaching to, he knows who his audience is. People will vote for McGregor stupidly thinking that if he became president of Ireland, that he would have the power to close the borders. Not realising the president of Ireland has
no role.
The president of Ireland doesn't even have the power to shut down the street. If Michael T. Higgins wanted Grafton Street shut down now, wouldn't have the power to do it.
No, he wouldn't have the power to do it. And McGregor probably hasn't a clue and wouldn't even realise that fact.
Yeah, probably can't even spell president.
Dee, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dee?
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, thanks, Dee. What did you want to say on this?
He's a fool. He's a bloody fool. He gets into the White House on Paddy's Day, and he gets on international TV. He gets on national TV for the biggest tourism feed to Ireland and tells them how trashy Ireland is right now. Great job. Good politics. But he's only out on this for himself. He's going down the trash. He's going down the sewer. And he sees a way of getting himself back up there by...
I wouldn't say he's going down the trash or down the sewer. He was in the bloody White House in America on Patrick's Day.
Yeah, with the other trash.
Yeah, okay. No argument
there. They're not any better than him, right? Yeah, they're not any better than him. We're talking about other womanizers, right? So they're trash. They don't have a great following here. A lot of the magazines are turning on them. We're all over here struggling. They're bringing down prices overnight and all their bloody campaigns, and we're all struggling over here. So they're trash. They're all out after their own agenda. And believe me, Elon is out for power in the skies, guys. He gets into the skies, guys, and I'm telling you, there's reasons he's trying to get into politics in other countries.
Okay, let me ask you, Dee. So you live in the States.
Yeah.
Did the McGregor visit to the White House get much coverage on television there?
Yeah. Because they're so crazy about Ireland, right?
Yeah, no, but did Micheál Martin's visit to the White House get any coverage?
It did. It did. In fairness, it did. It did. And the Irish dancers and all that sort of stuff. And they're so hungry for the Irish. Anything like that, yeah, definitely around Paddy's Day, it does get coverage. But to see him spouting all that publicity for Ireland, it just makes you cringe. Because we all know the tourism industry. Like, there's a reason politicians talk the way they do. There's a reason the way they act the way they do. This fool gets up on a podium and starts trashing Ireland to the biggest tourism feed into Ireland. And you're like, you absolute fool. You've just taken food off people.
Okay, a lot of people,
right,
and by no means a majority of people, but a lot of people have said over the past while, actually, McGregor was speaking the truth and the American government need to hear the truth of what is going on in Ireland. He described what is going on in Ireland as a travesty. The government is a government of zero action and zero accountability. And he said Ireland is at the cusp of potentially losing its Irishness due to the illegal immigration racket. Now, a lot of people have said he should be applauded for speaking the truth.
Well, then stop taking the EU's money then and close the borders. Do what England did. You can't take their money and then not abide by their policies. Close the borders then and stop taking their money. You can't have it always taking the money of the EU. Politics has, like, they have their rules. There's a reason they're doing this. So if you don't want this illegal immigration in, then stop taking the money. Opt out of the EU and fend for yourselves. Close the borders. Do what you want to do.
The irony as well is, Conor McGregor was led into America, obviously, because he was invited by Trump. He was led into America. That man, McGregor, has been in court more times than I've been in McDonald's in the last couple of years. He's been in and out of court for so many
years. And he's got a great mentor, right? Great mentor for getting into politics in Ireland. Is this what you really want to lead you? The far right might enjoy it. So he's going to get a big following there because they've got a big mouth now to spout their hate and go out there and spout the racism and everything else that they're spouting out. That is totally against the Irish hospitality.
Okay,
and
what did you make of the fact that it was Conor McGregor that the American president chose to have in the White House on our national holiday on St. Patrick's Day, rather than the Taoiseach or the President? The Taoiseach was there 5 days ago. What did you make of that?
Well, where did the Taoiseach choose to be on Paddy's Day?
He was in Cork, actually.
Ireland's in his own country. Where did Conor McGregor decide to be on Paddy's Day?
I'd say there's a fair chance. I don't know. But lads, I'd say there's a fair chance that Trump doesn't even know about the rape case or didn't know about the rape case. I'd say there's a fair chance. It didn't make news in America. It really didn't. Unless you looked at RTE.
Do you think he cares?
Sorry?
Do you think he cares? Like, with his history, do you think he cares about that rape thing? I honestly think he's a part of the
Jeremy, don't forget, Trump has a similar civil case conviction.
I know he does, yeah. I know, two peas in a pod. But
exactly.
He's got
a great mentor.
No, but if Trump's people knew about the rape case, yeah, surely they would say to him in his ear, I don't think this is a good idea that we invite this man in. He was literally held liable for probably the most serious crime that you can be up for, mm-hmm. that he was held liable for rape 16 weeks ago. It probably won't look good if he's standing in the Oval Office, lads. Let's give him a wide berth. I doubt he knew. I doubt Trump knew about that.
And I found it quite sickening when I saw the White House press secretary, your woman Caroline Leavitt, almost swooning over the guy.
I know. Would you spend a night in a hotel room with him, Caroline?
Exactly.
Would you bring him back to a hotel room? No.
Yeah.
Stay with me for a second if you can, please, Dee. Our number is 085-825-2626.
Can I address this person who's after sending us about 6 messages on Facebook, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Claiming, Amanda asked me to read this out, claiming that we're only taking one side of the story, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I say this regularly on this podcast. We take calls who want to come on the show. So everybody who messages on Facebook is given a reply and said, do you want to come on? If people who are pro-McGregor or people who are pro-Trump or people believe that everything Conor said was the truth, if those people want to come on, they know how to get on. We're deliberately not holding them off.
Mm-hmm. You just send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626 and say, I want to come on.
Yeah, they always think there's an agenda. Like,
no, there's no agenda here. We'll take any calls.
Literally, we're not taking calls. Well, in fact, the next caller is from the other side of the pond.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Let me bring in more of your opinions. This is Glenn.
First of all, I don't like the man. Never did, never trust them, never will. And it's actually disgusting probably seeing Irish people being so easily led astray because it's coked up badly. it's gone saying, oh, the Irish government is showing, we should do more. Would you have the same energy now? That was Shane Long or Robbie Keane coming out saying, no, they won't, because they're saying in a respectful manner and actually trying to vote for change. Not someone who's trying to get Google Sheets to push down his headlines of paying out a lawsuit for rape or be connected to rape. So what's the deal? Go somewhere where he's going to get the clicks, meet up with President Trump and that would have got show Elon Musk. I'm telling you now, it's all a PR stunt and a lot of the Irish people are going to be made a show off in a couple of months when he backtracks on his words and eventually comes back. Because he will backtrack. Because one, he'll never be a politician, and two, he'll get bored again and want to be back in the headlines and says he actually backed the Irish government for change. All right, cheers, lads. Love the show.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Raymond, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Raymond?
How are you doing?
Now, Raymond, what do you want to say on this?
Right, so I'm just listening to everything carefully, what's being said, right? But when Micheál Martin was actually in the Oval Office with Trump, if you remember correctly, Trump was talking about a great sportsman and he was kind of letting on that he didn't know who Conor McGregor was.
He wasn't able to come up with his name.
Yeah, well, no, that was done intentionally. Yeah,
and he only repeated his name when one of the journalists in the press corps mentioned him by name.
Hold on, do you think Micheál knew that Conor McGregor was going to turn up there on Paddy's Day?
No, I'm sure he didn't. No,
right. And when he think about the scenario there, right? It was like Micheál said, housing is grand in this country, not a problem with immigration. Basically, he lied to his teeth. He's all about the wealth in this country. He's not about the people of this country. And then, second of all, McGregor goes in and he makes a statement and a true statement and a true fact what's happening in Ireland. And he's getting egged on because, yeah, he had I wouldn't say conviction of the DPP, but he's been through
it. He was held liable of sexual assault in the High Court.
Yeah, in the High Court for money, not for a criminal charge.
I'm aware of that, but he was found liable of sexual assault. I mean, that's fairly clear.
Yeah, but hold on. No, but look, everybody's slinging muck because of that, because he told the truth about what's happening in Ireland. Why is everybody slinging muck? Everybody has muck on them.
Hang on for one second. Everybody has muck on them. Not many people have muck on them that they were found liable of sexual assault against a woman in a hotel room in Dublin. I certainly don't.
Why do you have to keep it empty? Emphasizing that it's what we're talking
because
about.
Because it's a fucking horrible crime. It's a hideous crime.
The fact what he said.
No. It is a hideous crime, and we shouldn't be giving credence to somebody who was convicted of sexual assault in a civil case.
Nobody's giving him credence. He told the truth. What our own government wouldn't tell Trump when he was over there.
Peas in a pod is what somebody said about Trump and McGregor in the same room, both of them having been convicted.
That still has nothing to do with it, though.
Do you respect him as a person then, Raymond?
No, I don't respect him as a person for what he's probably claimed to have done.
Not claimed. No, it's not a claim anymore. He was found liable.
It's still being looked into.
No, it's not being looked into. He is appealing the case.
You have to wait for the outcome of that, don't you?
No. But at this moment, he's been found liable of sexual assault. Okay, now, if that's reversed, then it's reversed, but it hasn't been at this moment, okay?
So that's a big blow for everybody, though, isn't it?
At this moment, he has been found liable of sexual assault against the
Guy. Okay, well, we go with that, but Raymond,
even notwithstanding that, all the things
Hold on, what's that got to do with what he said?
But all the things that led up to it, the punching the old man in the pub, the cocaine use...
But what's that got to do with that?
Well, he's not an upstanding member of society.
It doesn't matter whether he's an upstanding. Well, he said the truth. That's the point.
Well, what was the truth?
Raymond, you're saying he said the truth, but nobody elected him to speak that truth.
So you're telling us that we don't have a problem with immigration in this country, yeah?
I didn't say that.
Right, well, he said that to a president of basically the world, you could more or less say. And at the end of the day, he's told the truth of what's happened here. Our own Taoiseach said there, rabbiting on shite out of him. So excuse the language, but
because he was bloody terrified that Trump would turn on him like he did on Zelensky a week before.
I'm very surprised he didn't, because he deserved everything he got. And when he comes back here, he's like.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
He's a corporate. He cares about corporates.
Okay, the fact of the matter is, whether you like it or not, Raymond, Micheál Martin was elected by the people in Cork. He is serving as Taoiseach. Conor McGregor hasn't been elected to do anything.
Yes, he was elected.
Yes, he was elected. He was elected in his constituency in Cork. He is the leader of Fianna Fáil, and he you're saying he wasn't elected. He was elected. Conor McGregor
hasn't been elected anywhere for anything. Guys, hold on a sec, right? Let's come back a second here, right? Nothing to do with elections, right? What we'll do is we'll say, if you've done a poll, how many people in this country actually would have elected in that government? I guarantee you, 99% of people wouldn't want them in government.
Yeah, but okay, here, and then the other gobshites didn't even bother turning up to vote.
They paid for the vote. They gave citizenship to people to come into this country.
Oh, my Jesus. What are you shiting on about? Seriously, do you actually believe all this? You actually believe all this?
Okay, everybody calm down.
You're paid for it.
I'm paid for it. Oh, we're paid for it.
Everybody calm down. Raymond, can I ask you a question, if that's okay?
Go ahead.
And I'm being calm here, Adrian. You need to calm down as well. No, I'm talking to Adrian as well. Would you vote for Conor McGregor as the president of Ireland when the time comes?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Because he has nothing in politics. He's a fighter.
So why should somebody like that? Why should you be praising somebody like that for speaking?
I'm not praising him. I'm praising him for his words.
Yeah, no, but that is praising him. Why would you be praising an unelected person to speak on behalf of the Irish people?
If Micheál Martin had done this, would you have praised him for it?
The fact of the matter is that he is not elected to speak.
He is not elected to speak on behalf of the Irish people.
Did he speak on your behalf yesterday?
Well, he did speak on his behalf. That's what Raymond said. What Raymond is saying, Raymond, if you don't mind me putting words in your mouth, I think what Raymond is saying here is, you can like the message but hate the messenger. Isn't that what you're saying?
But he has no right to deliver a message like that to the American government.
Here, right? But at the end of the day, the guy put it out there very clear as to what's happening in Ireland, and I'm happy enough with that because nobody had a voice in Ireland. They were all shut down. Even RTE don't put it out there.
Don't put what out where?
Anything that's happening in Ireland.
Raymond, please?
Like what? Are you mad? The heinous crimes that have been happening in the last few months with, you know, sharp topics that are happening throughout the country with refugees and grapes and things like that, okay? Don't tell me that that's not happening. And don't tell me I've got like some sort of blinders on.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in Angela. You're on Opinions Matter, Angela. How are you?
Oh, Jesus Christ, give me fucking strength.
Before you go on, Angela, I want to stick up for Raymond. Will you let me finish?
Fair dues to him, he's got the balls to come on.
He has the balls to come on, and all he is saying is, I agree with the message, but I don't agree with the man. He said himself he can't stand McGregor. He wouldn't vote for McGregor in a presidential election. But what he is saying is that some of what Conor McGregor said, and believe whether you like it or not, a lot of what McGregor said resonates with a lot of people. Not with me, not with Adrian, not with you, Angela.
Okay, Raymond, can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
What is America going to do for Ireland in regards to immigration?
I'll tell you what they have done so far. They've knocked off the funding for NGOs that are melting down over it.
In Ireland?
Yes.
No, they haven't.
Yes, they have.
Second of all.
Have a look. Look it up.
No. I'm not going to read Telegram. I'm not going to read the Liberal. I'm not reading all of that shit, right? Now, hold on a second, Raymond, right?
Do you not think
it's a bit hypocritical for that idiot to go over and stand in the Oval Office and give out about illegal immigrants with the amount of illegal Irish that are in America?
You don't think it's stupid
for a guy to give out about Ireland taking on the troubles of other countries and go over to another country and ask them to take on the troubles of another country? Do you not think that's stupid?
No, I don't think that's stupid one little bit. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to shut it down Like, that's what the left would actually do.
Oh, that, shut it down. He's a rapist. He's a woman beater. I don't want somebody...
There's plenty of women beating up, and I've not seen you out march about it. It's always somebody that, like, is opening their mouth.
Do you know who I am?
Listen,
you
have 50 million.
I don't
really care, to be fair.
Do you know who I am? Have you seen me at a march? Have you seen me at a protest?
I don't know. I don't know whether you've been at a protest.
Well, then don't talk shy. Don't talk shy, okay?
Have you seen me at a protest?
Angela, I want to ask you a question. What was your reaction? How did you feel when you saw McGregor in the White House on St. Patrick's Day saying what he said? Did he represent you?
He certainly did not. I was sick to my stomach that a cokehead involved with criminality and that has been found liable for the rape and the beating of a poor girl. And that's what she is, Nikita Hand. That's what you should be talking about.
In
you
fairness,
shouldn't be talking about
no,
that scumbag.
In fairness, if anybody should have been...
I find these people hilarious because you just want men going into schools dressing up as women.
What has that got to do? What has that got to do with Conor McGregor?
No, I don't.
Like,
no, I don't.
Like, what does that, what does that, what does that statement
that.
Even mean, Raymond?
Raymond, can
and
I
what has it got to do with what we're talking about here?
Raymond, can I just say...
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what the left tried to do.
Well, Raymond, can I just...
They
can
do
hang on.
Evil to push it down
no,
and not let people...
Jeremy, let me answer that. I don't believe in transgender, right? I don't believe in it. And I do honestly think if a man wants to dress as a woman, fine. Don't shove it in my face, right? I don't need to hear all of this. But you see, Raymond is coming on, categorising everyone, when he hasn't a clue who anyone is.
Here's the thing, Raymond.
That's
there's
the thing.
Raymond, there's
now,
four...
Raymond,
there's, hang on,
now,
Andrew.
Jeremy.
There's four people involved in this conversation right now, okay?
And okay,
I'm just saying to Raymond, the four people that are involved in this conversation now, i.e. you, Raymond, Angela, Jeremy and Adrian, all four of us agree that there's no such thing as 160 genders. We all agree with that.
Yeah, we do,
so
yeah.
This
belief... that everybody who despises Conor McGregor is this mad lefty that believes that you can be a cat one day. That's not the case. I've never... Myself and Adrian have been speaking out about McGregor since our daytime show 10 years ago.
It doesn't matter what you're speaking about McGregor. It doesn't... Like, I've made this very clear. It's not to do with who McGregor is or what he's done, okay? It's the fact, regardless how much you might hate him or how much you might not like him, it's what he put out in the open world for the world to see... 40 million Irish Americans now know what our government has done to this country with regards to immigration.
Well, what business is it of theirs?
Sorry?
In fairness, what business is it of theirs?
What do you mean, what business of theirs?
Why would they give it... Hang on. Why would they...
Stop hiding behind paying RTE off to not... put it out there.
Why would the American people give a shit whether our border is open or closed or any other way?
You think we have amounts of them tariffs? I don't think so. You
now,
think
Raymond,
that was a joke about the pharmacy companies? I don't think so.
Okay, Raymond, stay there for 1 second. Our number is 085-825-2626.
By the way, I think Irish people have an overinflated
opinion of ourselves.
Opinion
yeah.
of ourselves. First of all, 3/4 of Americans don't even know where Ireland is. I could point it out on a map. Secondly, American people, generally, unless you're Irish-American, don't give a damn about our border situation, and nor could they do anything about it.
Nothing.
They can't do it. If you want, like Raymond, if you want closed borders, if everybody wants closed borders, complete closed borders, if you want to make us literally an island where nobody can come in or come out, then vote for that and see how far it is. See how long it takes before the country ends up in the ground.
Raymond, go on.
Just out of curiosity, just want an honest answer off you, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
What's your initial thought on the actual message that he put out, regardless of, let's say it wasn't Conor McGregor, but that actual message that was put
out? I think if it was worded differently, we all agree, and Raymond, we've been saying this for years on this show, I don't think anybody agrees with an open border policy. I certainly don't want to see sex offenders, murderers coming into the country. We have enough scum
I know we have our own problems. We have our own homegrown problems with women doing whatever and men doing whatever and drugs and everything else. But what I'm saying to you is we're bringing in heinous crimes from other countries into this country.
I just find it bizarre, Raymond, that a man who literally 16 weeks ago was found liable for sexual assault, talking about keeping Ireland safe.
But you keep on saying this.
Okay, keeping Ireland
just,
safe.
I'm after, you're after defeating the question that I'm just after asking you. I said initially the message, not about the person.
The message, I agree with certain parts of the message, but he shouldn't not been there. If anybody should have been representing Ireland, it should have been Nikisha Hand, because she's the one that everybody should have
Raymond, hang on for one second. Again, I'm going to ask this question. The message, whatever you think about the message that he was sending to the American people, what business is it of the American people? What's going on in our country? It's our country. It's none of their business.
I think that the left is very afraid of this, to be fair.
So what, that message that he delivered yesterday, what's going to happen as a result of his message, as you put it? What's going to happen? Nothing. Because really, the Americans don't give a flying...
How do you know that, though?
Okay, what could happen then?
That hasn't settled in yet.
Okay, then what do you think could happen as a result of what he said yesterday? What, America's going to invade Ireland and close our borders for us?
No. They're not going to close any borders for us. They're not going to invade anything.
So what's going to happen?
But what they're going to do is they're going to turn around to Martin and they're going to say, well, look, do you want a 25% charge on your pharmaceutical countries? Well, would you like us to bring them back? But listen to what we say. Close down your borders.
Okay.
Are you telling me that Micheál Martin won't go after the money?
But he's not going to leave the EU. Ireland's not going to leave the EU. First of all, it'd have
do
to
you know how much? No, I'm not saying the EU. I'm talking about the pharmaceutical companies or any of the tech companies that easily Trump could take out of this country. And let me tell you something. We will not survive. A recession would be an understatement.
Stay there for a moment. I want to bring in more opinions. There's a lot coming in. Our number is 085-825-2626. Dave.
Lads, to be dead honest with you, the people that are blaming for this are the people sitting in Dáil Éireann. Our government, successive governments, have basically done what the Democratic Party in America have done. They've completely forgotten the people who vote for them. I mean, I think Conor McGregor's a piece of shit. He's probably one of the biggest pieces of shit this country's ever produced. But the message he gave out wasn't wrong. I don't think for one second he gives a fuck about the common Irish person. But the problem is, our own government has spent so long calling people racist and calling them this and calling them that and downplaying a lot of the problems we have in this country that when a dipshit like him comes along, people will gravitate towards that because they think, oh, this guy's got the answer. He's up with another opportunistic little fucker like that Russell Brand prick. But again, if our elected representatives weren't so far up their own fucking holes and actually doing their jobs, people wouldn't listen to a guy like him. And just in case Jeremy comes along saying, oh, the government's job is blah, 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 I'll just mention children with scoliosis have been completely forgotten at risk of long-term, life-changing injuries. Have been completely forgotten. When you have shit like that happen and you have no action from your government and people like him come along, people tend to gravitate towards it. That's why people voted for Donald Trump in America. Because the Democratic Party in America used to be the party of the people. They're so far out their own arses, like our own, that when someone else comes on that you might not like them, but they come across as a bit of an alternative, you'll give them a chance.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
You put some money in your pocket. Come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's too easy you'll see. La, 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market. La, la, la. Open every week.
Now, Martin has sent in his opinion.
Afternoon, lads. I had a feeling this might come up today. Long and short of it, McGregor's a dickhead in general. Never liked him, never have done, never will do. But you know what? He's fucking right. Absolutely fucking right what he said. I would say he speaks for a good 70 to 80% of the population. The other 20, 30% have their heads buried in the ground. That gobshite Micheál went over there last week, made an absolute fucking cock of himself. The world is laughing at us, lads. Do you know? So there we go.
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
Hello.
Now, Darren, what do you want to say?
We all agree that Conor McGregor is a fucking clown. But what he said
there's certain truths to it. And Jeremy just said there, he agrees with some of what he said. So what is the issue? The fact that it's McGregor?
Yeah, the fact that he was representing
the people of Ireland.
I don't want to misquote and say I agree with everything you said. I agree that we should have a tighter border policy.
Yeah, and that's the main thing that he was saying.
But he was saying it to the wrong... He was saying it to Americans who don't... He couldn't even point out Ireland on a map, for God's sake. That was not... By the way, on all the days to talk about it, half...
And this is what Dee said earlier on.
Yeah.
Of all the days to talk negatively about Ireland,
yeah.
St. Patrick's Day, and he talked negatively about our country.
About promoting the country. And secondly, Darren, look how many tens of thousands of Irish people are in America illegally, are literally...
That's nothing to do with it.
Because they don't have brown
Irish
skin.
Irish people didn't go on... Hold on. Jeremy, there you go again, mentioned skin colour. I never once mentioned skin colour, and there you did. That's racism.
No, but hang on, I said...
You mentioned skin colour. I didn't.
Yeah, I said to you, there's a huge immigration problem in America with illegal Irish. The amount of illegal
Irish...
Yeah,
and you haven't let me speak since I said that.
Yeah, okay, go on, speak about that. 50,000 Irish.
Yeah, Irish people went over to America to work, not to come over to sponge off the government.
Okay, but hang on for 1 second. The fact of the matter is, whether we like this or not, 50,000 people in America right now are illegally in the country. What's the difference?
Yes, but they are working. They are working. And there's more than 50,000 illegal people in this country that are not working. That's the difference.
So you're claiming, let me just guess, you're claiming that every single... Irish person that went to America, got a job and worked legally and didn't get involved in crime. You do know about the Irish mafia.
The majority of it. Jeremy, hold on a second. You're saying there.
The Irish mafia in Boston. The Irish mafia in Boston.
Yeah, Jeremy, hold on, let me speak. You're saying there, how do we know all the people coming into this country are criminals or not? You're making assumptions that all the Irish people are criminals now in America. So what's the difference?
Didn't make that assumption. I'm just saying you're...
You did. You just said there, do you believe they're all law-abiding citizens?
No,
and do you believe that every immigrant coming into this country is going to work?
Okay, Darren, one of the things McGregor said yesterday is, and this is what the Taoiseach fundamentally disagreed with, Ireland is at the cusp of potentially losing its Irishness due to the illegal immigration racket.
Yeah, we're not even allowed to fly our own flag down this country without someone saying something about it. If you go down the street, Jeremy and Adrian, with an Irish flag, people will think you're part of the RA or something.
No, I had an Irish flag.
Yes, you would.
I had a huge Irish flag flying outside my house yesterday, Darren, and I didn't get reported to the police.
I'm very surprised at you that you did. I'm very surprised it wasn't an all-welcome flag.
Sorry, I'm a proud Irishman. By the way, I think it's disrespectful to write on an Irish flag, so we'd never write on an Irish flag. But I had you... Again, this is falsehoods that you're spreading. You think that people can't walk up and down... Literally, every photograph taken in Ireland yesterday, there was an Irish flag.
Yeah, because it was Paddy's Day, Jeremy. If it wasn't Paddy's Day, and a person went down the street of Dublin with an Irish flag in their hand, you would think that he was part of the RA or something. Okay, Don't say you wouldn't.
Let me ask you a question, Darren. Did Conor McGregor represent you yesterday speaking to the press in the White House? Did he represent...
On his opinions, yes, he did. Yes, his opinions did, yeah.
Well, there you are, Angela. Anya. He represented Darren's opinion. Did he represent you, Anya?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Because I cannot stand him. He's nothing but a rapist ginger cunt. So he is. He's an absolute
disgrace.
It's lovely on what he did to Nikita Hand. It doesn't matter. He's a disgrace to the Irish nation after what he did. An absolute disgrace.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's not right in what he said.
And he put everyone to shame yesterday when he was standing in the White House. I'm entitled to my opinion.
He is correct in what he was saying. And as you can see from the comments on the page, most people agree. Darren,
that's just a snapshot of people who are actually on our Facebook page at any one moment in time.
Well, do a poll then. Do a poll and see who agrees with them and who doesn't.
The fact of the matter is...
Hang on.
Do you want Conor McGregor representing your opinion? Do you want
absolutely
that?
Absolutely not. No, absolutely not.
Isn't that exactly the point? That the Taoiseach...
Oh, so you're all getting away from the fact that he was telling the truth.
He's speaking your truth, maybe.
Darren, can I ask you a question? You know, because I hear this quite a bit, people saying that Irishness has been taken away. If you looked at any of the videos of Ireland yesterday, my God, it was the most Irish thing ever. Okay, go to Croke Park during any of the league matches or the inter-county matches, and Croke Park is full, absolutely full, with Irish people celebrating Irishness. The most Irish thing there is, the GAA. Every town, every city, every village in Ireland has a GAA club. So to say that Irishness has been taken, some part of Irishness, the bad parts of Irishness have been taken away from us. The fact that we weren't able to go to shops on Good Friday or go to the pub. Fuck those old things. We don't want any of them. We've moved on. But to say, what part of Irishness has been taken away from you, Darren? Please tell me. What can you not do that you want to do? What do you want to do?
Walk down the street of Dublin with an Irish flag in my hand. That's not on Paddy's Day.
You can't do that. Of course you can.
Yeah, and Garen, the people, everyone will think I was part of the RA or something. That's a fact.
So the RA disbanded years ago, so no one's going to
So hang on. McGregor said, Ireland is on the cusp of potentially losing its Irishness.
And this is a man who, by the way, does anything to disguise his Irish accent when he's doing interviews, because he puts on this stupid, ridiculous accent.
Everyone
who
knows what he's saying.
Okay, Darren, he did speak for you yesterday. Would you vote for him if he ran for the presidency?
If he was implementing all the policies that should be implemented, then yeah, I wouldn't.
No, because he would be voted in as president, and the president of Ireland has absolutely zero powers. So
there's no chance he'd be voted in as a president. No chance. No. He's a fucking clown.
My God, we've actually found something really strange here that never happens in Opinions Matter.
Oh, you agree with something Darren said?
No, I regularly agree with him. There's four calls here. There's Anya,
yeah.
Darren, me and you, and we all agree that we wouldn't vote for McGregor.
Yeah. Anya, what was your reaction when you saw McGregor yesterday? Were you embarrassed? Were you angry? Did he represent your opinion on immigration?
He didn't represent me at all, Adrian. When I seen what was after going on there yesterday, it made me up me skin crawl. So was it. I was actually getting sick of me, mate, to know that someone like him, a piece of scum like him, being allowed to enter the White House. Now, I know Donald Trump is just as bad as he is. So, like what one of your other callers said, two peas in a pod. But for him to stand there and think he can represent Ireland after everything that he was after doing, he's disgusting. He's a disgrace.
Okay,
absolute disgrace.
Stay with me for a second, please. I want to bring in just one or two, a few more opinions. There's an awful lot coming in on this. Patricia.
Hi, lads. Good afternoon. Love the topic, and I'd love to come on, but I'm just heading to work now. All I have to say is I'm just scarlet for him, totally embarrassed. He may have made some good points, let's just say, but the way he presented himself, as usual, anyone can see as clear as glass. He was off his nut as a pear. No, speaking a load of crap. I mean, he could barely string a sentence together. It was too much. And I mean, what the hell has that got to do with St. Patrick's Day? Go over there and say something nice about it. You know, that sort of way. No, him, immigration and this and that and all the rest of it. Who gives a bleeding shit? Who cares about your opinion? He's just a disgrace. And I totally agree with Jeremy. He's just a fool of a man. And he made us look fucking ridiculous yesterday. He's just a fucking knob end. I can't stand him.
And Jamie.
How you doing, lads? Look, at the end of the day, I'm not a big fan of Conor McGregor, but he was speaking facts. I know he's not elected, but I tell you one thing, if he was up for election, he'd get 10 times more votes than any of them clowns that are representing this country. Has to be said. No, you don't like it, but that's just the way it is.
All right, Jamie, thanks very much indeed.
Jamie, you can say it, but that's not true. If you honestly think
that McGregor will get elected.
If you look at most of the people supporting him, even on his Twitter account, they're all Americans and bot accounts and stuff like that. Don't believe just because he's popular on Twitter that he would. Well, put it this way. Even the people who've been on this podcast today who say they agree with his opinions, when we put it to them, would you vote for him in the presidential election?
They all said no.
Fuck no, they said. Literally that.
Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Jessica.
There he is.
What did you want to say, Jessica?
So people are there saying that he's embarrassed us, this, that and the other.
I was more embarrassed at the fact that our Taoiseach was over there laughing at our housing crisis. I was more embarrassed and angry at that. Why has no one brought that up? Trump got asked about our housing crisis and he was more or less saying, like, oh, that sounds like a good problem. And then there's that fucking bastard in the back giggling away like a little child. Oh, that's a good answer, Mr. President. Fuck off.
And that's fine. And a lot of people feel that way about Micheál Martin's reaction to the questions on housing last week. But let's focus on McGregor yesterday. Did he speak on your behalf?
He said what I think, yeah. But does that mean I'd give him any sort of vote? No. Just because you say one wrong thing doesn't mean I'm going to automatically vote for you.
Is the White House the right time and the right place on St. Patrick's Day to speak so negatively about Ireland? Because that's what he did.
He's not wrong. I mean, all you have to do is go into the city centre. It's not even gone to the dogs, it's gone to the rats. Couldn't pay me to go in.
And what? And
like, I'm not disagreeing with him.
Sorry, that's
I don't like him, but I'm not disagreeing with him.
And that's because, sorry, Dublin has become a dangerous city. Why?
Do you really need me to list why? Have we not talked about it enough already?
But the implication is it's because of foreigners. Is that right?
Just that, but we have our own scumbags. Right? Look, he's number one on the list.
You better believe it. That's exactly the point that I'm trying to make. Yes, Dublin has become an unsafe city, but it's not solely down to bloody immigrants.
I know that, but it's a factor, isn't it? We've been saying this for how many years, how many months? But you can't say it because you're branded this, that and the other.
Okay, so he spoke your truth in the White House yesterday, but you wouldn't vote for him?
Absolutely not, because like I said, just because you say one right thing doesn't mean I'm going to give you any sort of vote. And like I said, people are absolutely dogging on him, giving him dog's abuse. And I get why. Like, he's a horrible person. He's a scumbag. We all know that. But no, but not many people were giving the same shtick to Micheál, who was laughing at us.
He did. Now, in fairness, Jesse, he got an awful lot of abuse over and he deserved the backlash.
I'm sorry, did you say he wasn't laughing, Adrian?
He chuckled.
He didn't piss himself laughing.
The fact he said it was a good answer that our housing crisis is a good problem that we're doing well. Like, are you actually fucking stupid?
Thanks, Jess. Neil.
Lads, use common sense. Use fucking common sense. No matter what you think of, no matter what he did, we all have our fucking opinions of him, all right? He spoke the fucking truth on what's going on in this country. He spoke the truth no matter what we think of him. He highlighted our fucking lefty government. They're fucking goody-goodies bringing everybody in. Hotels closing down. Everywhere closing down with a fucking bit of space in to put migrants in. He spoke the truth no matter what we think of him. Cheers, lads.
And Kirsty.
Hey, guys. I won't be able to jump on for a call because I'm stuck in work, but I just wanted to quickly share my opinion on the whole Conor McGregor thing. I used to have great respect for Conor McGregor back in the day in his prime UFC days, but nowadays he's just an absolute gobshite. But the thing is, the statement that you made about Dublin City Centre being the safest city 10 years ago up to now being dangerous, he's 100% right in that. I travel through the Dublin City Centre on a weekly basis, 5 days a week, travelling to work and going home. And definitely the past few years of doing it, Dublin City Centre is definitely not safe. People being attacked, people being stabbed. There's been a few times where I've been in minor altercations where I felt I was in danger. So he's definitely not, you know, wrong about that. But anything else that he spits out, I just definitely don't agree with.
All right, Kirsty, thanks very much indeed for your message and all of you for your messages. I've one more to just read out from Kay. And here's what Kay said. I won't come on as the kids are with me and I'm listening with earphones, but this is so triggering as a rape victim who's yet to see justice. Conor has no fucking business talking about the safety of our country when, like Nikita, I was raped by an Irishman. It's effing disgusting. I am shaking with anger. And it's an awful pity, Kay, that we couldn't get to talk to you, but that's exactly why there was so much anger yesterday.
Yeah, I think it's how dare he, of all people, stand up and talk about the safety when literally you know, that Nikita Hand was not safe from him.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode, which, by the way, is most weekday afternoons and once of the weekend. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast.